The Young People's Congress, ACP, APC, I beg your pardon, has rounded off day one of its tour of the Greater Accra region, describing it as successful. General Secretary of the party, Razak Ojopoku, said all the routes outlined were covered by the team headed by the flag bearer Hassan Ayariga. He said the objectives of the tour were achieved as they were to visit the people, listen to their concerns, and assure them of change when the party is voted into power.
The routes that we outlined to visit, we actually went there, pay a courtesy call on the chief, communicate with the grassroots base of the party, and also interact with the interest groups, the commercial drivers as well. So we thank God that the talk has been successful and the objective we set for ourselves are able to achieve that.
Which area specifically did you visit?
The area specifically we visited was Domekwabinya. From Domekwabinya, we moved to Madina. And Madina, we proceed to Adenta, and finally we climb up with Asha Osubuku constituency. So from there, we just came to our head office at Fatu to prepare for the second day of Greater Accra Regional Tour.
Why start your campaign tour the Greater Accra of all places? Is that where your stronghold is?
For now, we cannot say this region is our stronghold and another region is not our stronghold. Bear in mind that 7 November will be a test day for the APC to know this region is your stronghold, this constituency is your stronghold. And for us, we want to target every constituency, all the 275 constituencies. We have aligned a program whereby the presidential candidate has to target the base of the party, all the 275 constituencies across the nation, so that we can bring a message of hope, a message of our listeners, and a message of economic empowerment to Ghanaians.